This is Free Talk Live. Welcome to the show. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition. Tonight, it's Stephanie with you.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can hear us live every Sunday evening here on Free Talk Live. We are heard on dozens of radio stations and even more throughout the week, actually, because Free Talk Live is a seven-night-a-week show and on XM and on the Internet at freetalklive.com. So we invite you certainly to visit our website, freetalklive.com. You'll find show archives, ways to submit show prep, and ways to watch us on the cam doing the show. It's not just a radio show. It's like a little internet TV soap opera. So anyway, Free Talk Live is also a show where you can call.
There's a lot more action in soap operas than there are here in the cams of Free Talk Live.
Yeah, we try to make it entertaining, but we're really not that exciting. Free Talk Live is a show where you can call and take control of the airwaves. You can bring up anything that's on your mind. We call it sort of an open phones format show. And, you know, whatever you bring up, we'll talk to you about it at 855-450-FREE. That's like the word free, F-R-E-E, 855-450-FREE. Or you can also call us on Skype at lrn.fm. Now, to start off the show tonight, Mark, you've got a story about a religious family that took a boat somewhere. Is this like the Mormon story where the Jesus rose in the rowboat across from Israel or something?
It's all kinds of weird.
I don't even know if that's Mormon. I'm sorry, but I heard it once on Free Talk Live. There was a lady who called in. Do you remember this? There's like a promo of it.
Well,
she's claiming that Jesus crossed the Atlantic Ocean in a rowboat or something like that.
I can't remember the guy's name. Smith, Jonathan Smith. I can't remember exactly what his name is. The original Mormon guy.
Yeah.
Oh, Joseph Smith.
Joseph Smith. Yeah. He believed that Jesus came and ministered to the American Indians and that kind of thing. So, you know, that's part of the Mormon religion. It seems kind of crazy to me, but whatever.
I see.
Maybe I just don't get it. I certainly haven't dealt. I don't believe it, so I haven't spent a lot of time looking into it, right?
I
don't know a lot of Aztec myths either. I don't think my life is going to be made better by knowing this stuff. So
I tend
to think
that's
kind of silly. But it has nothing to do with this story unless these people are fundamentalist Jesus Christ Latter-day Saints. And that's different than the Mormons that we would be talking about here. These would be the fundamentalist Mormons. I'm not sure they are, but they are in northern Arizona, and they were religious, and I guess that's the only thing that might
that's
make them
pretty
that.
Much, yeah, I would, if I had to take an educated guess, I would say
I don't think so in this case, though, from what I've read about the family. But anyway.
Tell me about that.
So from Yahoo News, it's actually an AP story written by a guy named Greg Moore. Hey, Greg. A northern Arizona family that was lost at sea for weeks in an ill-fated attempt to leave the U.S. over what they considered government interference in religion will fly back home Sunday.
Lost at sea for weeks?
Yes.
Wow.
Story gets very, like every part of this, it's a whole bunch of crazy that just gets piled up on top of each other.
Oh.
So Hannah Gustungawe, 26, said Saturday that she and her husband decided to take a leap of faith and see where God led us when they took their two small children. One of them was born in the boat slip at
Whoa.
The dock.
What?
And her father-in-law and set sail from San Diego for the tiny island nation of Kiribati. And it's got about 100,000 people in it. And it's maybe halfway between Australia and Hawaii, I think.
Wow.
But just weeks into their journey, the Gustungaweys hit a series of storms that damaged their small boat, leaving them adrift for weeks. Now, I want to know how small this small boat was, because any boat is small in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't care what it is. It's small. So
they're in a dinghy. No.
I want to know, because,
So this lady was 9 months pregnant, and she's waddling to San Diego from northern Arizona, has a baby on the dock. Then they go to try to sail past Hawaii.
Yes. So if this boat...
And it gets weirder after that.
Right. Now, I'm certain this boat is above 10 feet, right? If it's below 40 feet, I think that the news is being unfair, calling it a small vessel. But I think that everything's a small vessel. Anything could happen. Like, I just don't know the truth in reporting here, exactly how big this vessel was.
Well, and there's five people on board, right? Or how many
Yeah.
How many people in the family? And
Well, I'm pretty sure the newborn and the nursing mother, they're out for shimmying up the mast, the mizzen mast or whatever.
Yeah.
I'm thinking that basically you've got the 54-year-old dad and the, 30-something husband.
Okay. And the two and the young one kid or two kids?
Two kids.
Okay. Kids. So that is five people.
Yes.
Yeah. So that's like what?
Even five souls aboard.
Yeah. Even if it was a 40-foot boat, you know, that's less than 10 feet per person, right?
Yeah. It doesn't really matter as far as crossing the ocean goes. Mm. I mean, you know, one person on a 40-foot boat, five people on a 40-foot boat. It just matters the size of the boat and handling the waves.
I see.
And I'm not an expert here either. I sailed raced a 10-meter Bertrand in a couple of races, and I don't want to take that thing out on the open ocean. And that's almost 30 feet, or a little over 30 feet there. One, nothing to do with taking that thing out across the Pacific.
What if God told you to do it?
Well, at that point, you're safe, right?
Apparently not.
You can do anything if God tells you to do it.
Well,
you're
safe
from people questioning you about it, but you're not safe.
You know, I'm a little concerned because if I was a God-fearing person, I would have expected God to tell me to build the boat first. God does this sort of thing.
I'm willing to do it if I can bargain a 650-year lifespan out of it.
Yeah, not bad.
I think that Noah didn't start building till he was 600, if I recall correctly, but he was certainly several hundred before he started building.
Yeah, it took him how many years to build it? Well, anyway.
I don't know.
My fairy tales, I got to brush up on them.
Yeah, I know that it was like 3 football fields long and about 5 stories tall, but that's all I can do for you on the Ark. The months-long journey had been pretty exciting and a little scary at certain points, Gustave told the Associated Press by telephone. By the way, I wanted to say their flights home were arranged by U.S. embassy officials. Gustave said the U.S. State Department was not immediately available for comment. I had sort of skipped that part. They were eventually picked up by a Venezuelan fishing vessel and transferred to a Japanese cargo ship and taken to Chile, where they were resting in a hotel in the city of San Antonio, port city in Chile. She said she wanted to go to Kiribati because we didn't want to go anywhere big. She said they understood the island to be one of the least developed countries in the world. Kiribati is a group of islands just off the equator and the international dateline, about halfway between Hawaii and Australia. Excellent. The total population is just over 100,000 people of primarily Micronesian descent. Hannah Gustangwe said her family was fed up with the government control in the U.S. as Christians. They didn't believe in abortion, homosexuality, and the state-controlled church.
Oh, now it's all clear to me. They're sailing across the Pacific to get away from the queers.
The U.S.
We don't want to raise our kids in a place like that.
U.S. churches aren't their own, Gustave said, suggesting the government regulation interfered with religious independence.
Well, you know, I can agree with him on that. I think this is a person that he and I are coming from very different positions in
life.
I get
a little confused as to whether we're listening to Hannah or not. I think maybe the husband thinks the phone was bugged. I don't know whether we even spoke to the husband on this interview.
I see. Okay, well, whoever it is that's talking,
yeah,
who said that government controls religion, I actually agree with that.
Yes. Among other differences, she said that they had a problem with being forced to pay these taxes that pay for abortions we don't agree with. The Gustangues weren't members of any church.
Do you think that's a little overblown? I mean, how much tax money really goes to paying for abortions? And, like, how much of that is sort of like a Republican talking point?
I would say that any taxes that go to pay for any abortions are unacceptable, and since money's fungible, that it is unacceptable.
Yeah, I think any taxes are unacceptable.
I don't know where to go with it. I am of the bent that believes that abortion is immoral. I think that there's no reason for the tax. You know, that wouldn't be the reason that I would stop paying taxes. The reason I would stop paying taxes is because they use them to fly remote control airplanes around foreign countries and drop bombs on
their
kids.
And most people who are concerned about tax-funded abortions don't really have a problem with that or much to say about it.
I try to be pro-life in all issues.
Yeah.
That's where I come down. Anyway, we'll go on, and Hannah...
Finish the story for us. Make up your own ending. 855-450-FREE. It's Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business. LLC. If you're about to start a business, these three little letters can make the difference between making a fortune and losing everything. Because if you're not incorporated and someone sues your business, you can lose it all. Your home, your car, even your life savings. That's why LLC.com is now giving away a free incorporation guide to all business owners. With LLC.com, you can incorporate in just 10 minutes. Protect your home, protect your car, protect your life savings. Call 1-800-940-9829 for your free 10-minute incorporation guide from LLC.com. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy.
Incorporation, protection, success. Incorporate your business.
Call now for your free guide. 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Good day. Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. August 8, 2013. Gold opened this morning at $1,293.50. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,340.55, $670.27 for a half ounce, or $335.14 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,340.55, $670.27, and $335.14.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Now available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon is a revolutionary book that will forever change the way you look at health and diet. Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet. This amazing diet and exercise plan was developed when the surgeon himself was confronted with heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, and cholesterol. There's no starving yourself and no calorie counting. You'll learn it's not how much you eat, but what you eat. Find easy-to-prepare recipes and simple step-by-step workout plans that exercise mind and body simultaneously. On the plan, Dr. Sturgeon lost over 70 pounds and reversed all the diseases naturally and with no medication. And many of his patients have had similar success. The Body and Brain Diet allows you to naturally diminish or reverse diabetes, hypertension, coronary artery disease, skin tags, psoriasis, and more. A whole new outlook on life and a healthy future awaits you. And Dr. Brian Sturgeon's Body and Brain Diet, available in softcover and Kindle on Amazon.com.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night edition with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can find us on the web at freetalklive.com. Just spell it like it sounds, freetalklive.com. You'll find archives of the last 7 nights of shows up at the top of the page, and you can download them for free. And Free Talk Live also has a SoundCloud account where you can download lots of our old shows for free. And actually, if you go to archives.freetalklive.com, you'll see shows going back to 2006. All there for free. So we love it when you share. We love it when you dig into old Free Talk Lives. It's been a daily show or nearly a daily show for a very long time. So feel free to enjoy whatever you think would interest you at archives.freetalklive.com.
If you're looking for camping, hunting, survival, shooting gear, manventureoutpost.com carries the name brands you want at the lowest prices on all kinds of things that outdoor enthusiasts might want. Water purification systems, tents, apparel, boating equipment. You're going to need all kinds of cooking gear if you're going to go camping. They've got it at manventureoutpost.com. You can go there. It's a family-owned operation. I've always found the lowest prices when I shop at manventureoutpost.com, and I think you will too. Just go there, check them out before you buy anything else, manventureoutpost.com.
All right, so 855-450-FREE is our number here on Free Talk Live. It is an open phone line show, so you can call and bring up anything that's on your mind. You're welcome to change the topic or bring up something about this story that we've been discussing. A rather odd story about a family that fled the U.S. and took a small boat to Kiribati. Was that the name? Or
yes.
They were trying to get to Kiribati. They didn't quite make it. They had some holdups. They ended up in Japan and then in Chile and were flown back to the U.S. Now, I wonder who paid for that, right? Who paid for that hotel in Chile? Who paid for the tickets back to the U.S.?
I think that's the punchline of the story, and I think it's very insightful for you to ask that question, because that's what I'm trying to get to on this particular story. It's a whole bunch of crazy to get down there, and it's fun
yeah.
To go digging.
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
And their name's the Gastangaways. I'm not sure exactly how to pronounce it. The Gastangaways weren't members of any particular church, and Hannah Gastangaway said their faith had come from reading the Bible and through prayer. The Bible's pretty clear, she said. I think that she, in that particular instance, was referring to them homosexuals.
Sorry. When they say the Bible's really clear, I have a hard time keeping a straight face.
I don't find it very clear either, but, no one's going to... this lady isn't going to find my arguments to be convincing in the least. So I don't know where to go with that. I don't think it's clear, but there's a time in my life when I did. You know, like,
yeah, I was 100% there too,
certain that it was clear. Now, I'm pretty sure that a book who can't get the name of their protagonist right is not one that I'm concerned the outcomes that are threatened inside. So that's, you know, that's what my thought process is. By the way, if you don't know what I mean, Jesus' name isn't Jesus. Jesus' name is like Yaheshua, and I'm probably mispronouncing it.
Yeshua. It's actually Joshua.
It's Joshua as far as the anglicized
right.
version, but you know it had to go through Greek and into whatever English.
Yeah, it went around. It's been all around.
However many iterations of English it's been through. So.
Yeah, in fact, there was no letter J in the English language until the 16th century.
Did they add it for Jesus?
And it used to be, if you have a 1611 King James, it's actually
I-E-S-U-S. Yes.
So, I mean, the sound kind of existed, I guess, but anyway.
Right. They, a friend of mine actually had that book that was printed in, sort of the original text.
Yeah, I have one of those, too.
Yeah.
But
useful. The boat had taken a beating. Excuse me, I'm sorry, I jumped a little. In May, Hannah and her 30-year-old husband, Sean, and his father, Mike, and the couple's daughters, 3-year-old Ardith, and baby Rahab. Rahab the harlot from...
Yeah, that was the woman who had to put out the red string.
Wow.
At Jericho. That's interesting.
Now, that's not a popular name, Rahab.
No.
Not in the Christian world.
Not they in the Jewish world, either.
They wouldn't touch land again for 91 days, she said. She said at first, we were cruising. But within a couple of weeks, when we came out there, storm. The Beetlejuice.
I was just about to say, it's funny that she doesn't attribute that to God, but God told her the plan to go to Kiribati, but God didn't tell her that he was going to create storms, or God didn't cause the storms, they just happened.
I don't know what she thinks. Maybe she thinks that the trip itself was something of God's plan. I'm not sure.
Yeah, the Lord works in mysterious ways.
He is mysterious. There's no doubt about that. The boat had taken a beating, and they decided to set course for the Marquesas Islands. Instead, they found themselves in a twilight zone, taking more and more damage, leaving them unable to make progress. They could have used a sail called a Genoa, she said, but they risked snapping off the mast and losing their radio and the ability to communicate. They'd been on the ocean for about 2 months and were low on supplies. They were out of food. They were down to some juice and some honey. So they were able to catch fish, but they didn't see any boats.
Wow, that's the land of milk and honey.
Yeah, right. And one point, a fishing ship came in contact with them, but left without providing assistance. A Canadian cargo ship came along and offered supplies. When they were pulled alongside, the vessels bumped, and the smaller ship sustained even more damage. They were getting hit squall after squall after squall. And we were in the thick of it, but we prayed. Being out in the boat, we just knew I was going to see some miracles. They watched the surrounding storms disperse, and next thing you know, the sun's out. It's amazing. Eventually, the boat was spotted by a helicopter.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, you know, her interpretations of whatever happened are her interpretations. I'm trying not to, you know, be as quite as pandering, but I mean, I wouldn't view this the same way she would. I know that I certainly wouldn't. So anyway, they were out on the Venezuelan ship for about 5 days before transferring to the Japanese cargo ship, where they were for nearly 3 weeks before landing in Chile on Friday. The Chilean newspaper Los Últimos Noticias reported the story after their arrival. They were looking for a kind of adventure. They wanted to live on a Polynesian island, but they didn't have sufficient expertise to navigate adequately, a police prefect, Jose Luis Lopez, who took the family statement at San Antonio, this is San Antonio, Chile, told the newspaper. Sean Gostangue's brother Jimmy, who lives in Arizona, said that he'd provided a description of the family's vessel to the U.S. Coast Guard. They're not going to be heading out to frickin' Micronesia.
No.
And exchanged emails with them since they were picked up by the first boat. There was some concern, but we were hoping for the best, and eventually they popped up, he said, and he was able to keep track of the family with the help of the Coast Guard as they were transferred ship to ship. We're all happy. We have a good peace of mind now, he said. Hannah Gustavo said the family will be back in Arizona, come up with a new plan. So, as I understand of this story, they're being flown, you know, being kept by the embassy, and the embassy's making sure that they're taken care of and is flying them back to the U.S. at taxpayer expense.
Yeah, and it's so ironic because they were trying to get away from the government interference and everything, right?
Yeah, and I'm really befuddled by this.
Are they taking this with open arms? I mean, they're just like, okay, yes.
They probably don't have anything left.
Do they still have their faith?
I don't know what they have. You know, maybe
I'm
God
guessing,
wants the government
yes.
to pay to.
Like, I would be in awe. I mean, obviously, the amount of rationalizing that the human mind can do.
Let us know what you think. 855-450-FREE. Is it cool for the government to pay for a plane ride back to the U.S. for these people? Free Talk Live. More coming up.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey Water Filter System are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
people are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you could win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by UD's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have. It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
Introducing the only portable solar generator in the world that uses advanced sun tracking technology. The SunSocket Solar Generator from Aspect Solar, featuring 60-watt rotating solar panels, a built-in 250-watt-hour, lightweight lithium-ion battery that charges in only 5 hours, multiple output sockets, and more. See it in action at AspectSolar.com or call 877-717-7778. Call 877-717-7778.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show. So glad you're joining us tonight. My name is Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
And you can call us tonight at 855-450-FREE. That's like the word free, F-R-E-E. 855-450-FREE. Or on Skype, get in touch with us at lrn.fm. That's our Skype username. And please visit our website, freetalklive.com. We've got all kinds of stuff there. One of the cool features being listen.freetalklive.com, the subdomain, where you can find out all the different ways you can listen to Free Talk Live. So there you'll see the radio stations that are our affiliates. You'll see the XM channels that Free Talk Live is heard on, even free-to-air radio and internet streams, the cam, the podcast. Everything is there for you at listen.freetalklive.com.
There you go. BitcoinStore.com is a great place to go get the best prices on consumer electronics. If you want a tablet or a laptop or a desktop or a digital camera, whatever it is you might want, you can go get them at wholesale prices. There's no markup at BitcoinStore.com, but there is a catch. You've got to use Bitcoins at BitcoinStore.com. Why would they do this? Well, they want to establish themselves in the marketplace as having the best prices, and they want to encourage people to get Bitcoins. Bitcoins are a peer-to-peer open-source currency for the Internet. I believe a Texas judge has just ruled them to be a currency. I don't know what that means precisely for their standing.
Oh, that's about the Pirate at 40 thing.
Yes.
The scam.
Right.
That happened, yeah.
And some online scam. Very interesting stuff. But
well,
if
a Texas judge that would only apply to whatever
I think it's
circuit.
A federal judge.
Oh, okay. Well, I mean,
that's,
I don't
you're
think...
You're right, the circuit, though.
I don't think that ruling really affects much about how we use Bitcoins in our daily life, actually.
Probably not.
Well, it won't affect it unless we try to bend over backwards to use them exactly how the government
Indeed.
Wants us, anyway.
And people aren't very good at using bending over backwards to... fit for Bitcoins to fit to the governmental models. Many of the uses of Bitcoins are like gambling online, which a lot of governments don't want you to do. Or some people use Bitcoins to buy on Silk Road, which is an online drug dealer thing.
Yes, but actually the most common use of Bitcoins, according to a survey that just came out last year, is for charity, for donations and gifts.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yep, they're great for that. Anyway, go check it out at BitcoinStore.com.
All right. Guys, I've had a story that I've been holding on to for a couple of weeks. And I think it's kind of timeless. You know, maybe we'll have a chance to look for some updates a little bit later, but I don't think there's been anything in particular. But this story is just so egregious. You know, I would say, what's that expression about, like, it's always ripe on the vine or something like that? Maybe this fits with this particular story.
Ian uses the term evergreen. For stories like
okay,
this.
Okay, we'll say it's evergreen, and it's about farming. So I was trying to make a little pun there, but it didn't really work out too well. Anyway, there's a farmer.
Let's see if you can hoe your way into this one.
I can hoe my way into any situation.
Just turned it around.
We'll plow right through this article here.
That's what I should have done. I just left you open for the hoe joke.
Well, this is certainly raising a ruckus, because what happened here was there's a raisin farmer, okay? And there's some...
I missed it.
Raisin a ruckus.
I missed
yeah,
the opportunity. It went right past me.
Well, I hope we don't have any sour grapes about this. Oh, God. We got to actually get into this
jokes
story.
Are getting a little dry.
So anyway, there's
like raisins. Right,
that's
yeah.
What I can do. What do you want from me?
Guys, we need to prune down our puns. Really.
I got nothing.
I can't go on.
So there's a raisin farmer. He lives in California, and apparently he has been caught up in a Depression era law that still exists. And now there are a lot of these. We've actually talked about them on the show before. They affect milk farming. They affect fruit farming, especially certain kinds of fruit. They affect things like tomatoes and mm-hmm. potatoes. And what they are is relics that are left over from the Great Depression, when the government was trying to artificially raise the prices of certain produce by destroying some of the produce. And so what they would do is basically restrict the supply by government force of whatever crop it was, so that people would have to pay more for it and the farmers would get more money. But what they've turned into now, of course, and of course they were not a good idea in the beginning, because really what
price
that,
controls don't work.
Price controls yeah. don't work. Yeah, there's going to be black markets. There's going to be people skirting the law. There's going to be people taking advantage of it. And it hurts the consumer ultimately when they try to raise the prices of crops, right? I mean, if the price of crops is artificially raised and there are too many farmers to begin with, so-called too many, and each farmer isn't making very much money out of their crops, well, artificially raising the prices of those crops sends a market signal to other people to say, hey, become a farmer. You can get rich off of raisins. And then more farmers come in, and then the problem is compounded, and they want to have more laws to raise the price artificially.
Right.
Or
and
subsidize it or something.
The market can handle too low a prices on raisins. What it does is that it sends the farmers a signal that, you know, hey, look, man, we didn't make anything. Those guys making sorghum made a killing this year.
Yeah,
and
maybe
so
we should grow sorghum.
Some of the raisin farmers are going to grow sorghum, and some of them are going to say, well, you know what? Because the farmers, other guys made so much money in sorghum, some of those guys are going to go grow sorghum. So what I need to do is I need to stay in raisins.
And yeah.
You know, the fact is that grapes tend to, I mean, raisins are grapes, and grapes tend to be on vines, and it's unlikely that the farmers would just plow over their vines and go to sorghum in this.
But they might turn them into wine or just sell them as grapes instead of raisins.
Right, they might ship them off someplace else. There's all kinds of different types of wine they can make.
Grape jelly.
Right, they could be doing all kinds of things with these grapes, and they didn't have to go to raisins. So
yeah, exactly. So, you know, those are just some of the ways that government distorts the market with agricultural subsidies. But as you like to point out pretty often on the show, Mark, farmers get a lot of subsidies still. And actually, nowadays, it's
there's
more...
There's a joke about farmers
yeah.
That they bury them 3 feet in the ground so they can still get their hand out. And the suggestion is they've always got their hand out. That
yeah.
these are, you know, farmers in the United States with all the farm subsidies out there are nothing but, you know, welfare queens or kings or whatever it is that one might be. I don't know. I only have a large garden, and I certainly wouldn't take any subsidies and wouldn't be interested in any subsidies. But I think that the farming in the United States would do just fine without all those subsidies. Just fine.
Absolutely. I think everybody would still be able to eat. And, you know, nowadays, those subsidies that are leftover relics from and weren't even a good idea in the first place, but that are just sticking around because they benefit certain interests, are mostly benefiting these big farms, you know, like ADM, right, Archer Daniels Midland, and all these huge farm corporations. And it's not like it's going to some poor family farmer or anything like that. It's going to these big companies that most people don't like.
These companies know exactly how to get all of these subsidies, too.
Yes.
If you decided to go into farming, it would take you a decade or more to figure out how to get all the subsidies and all the sweet government money that's out there for you that you could get. And this is why the vast majority of small farmers do the small farmers, at least where I am, I shouldn't say the vast majority, where I am, they're doing the organic thing. They're doing the local farmer thing.
Yeah.
Because they know that people are interested in that, too. That's the service they're willing to provide, their unique selling proposition.
And that's a niche that these big ones can't really do.
These big farms, their unique selling proposition is that they're going to work with the government to get as much free money as possible. And the way they're going to go about doing that is by producing some food.
Yeah, you know, I'd love to see what innovations in farming could occur if there weren't all these handouts and, like, I mean, essentially guaranteed money to some degree. Because you're not actually being a good farmer. You're just being, a clever collector. And
yeah, you're gearing your practices towards what's going to get the most subsidy money.
Yeah, yeah, because, you know, I mean, when you look at the electronics industry, the tech industries, I mean, there's very, very little government involvement, at least right now. And that's why, you know, we see these almost literal quantum leaps in advancements that go on there. And
could you imagine if they said, well, you know, we don't think enough people have iPhones, so we're going to subsidize the iPhones?
We know what would happen because back the federal government used to subsidize railroad tracks, and companies would make these meandering railroad tracks.
Yeah, because they got paid by the foot.
They'd be paid by the mile by the railroad tracks.
And you got a bonus for going through a mountain, so they'd be blowing up the mountains.
Blowing up mountains.
But just picture, without regulation, almost every kid has a laptop today. If without regulation in farming, could every kid be fed?
That's a great question. 855 450 free here on Free Talk Live. More coming up. We'll talk about this raisin farmer in a moment.
Attention men, if you're urinating more often, or waking at night to urinate, we want to send you a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is our best-selling supplement, made with a natural ingredient that supports healthy urine flow and more complete bladder emptying. It's also been shown to reduce waking at night from the urge to urinate. To find out how to get your free bottle, just call 800-460-0983. Since Beta Prostate debuted, our warehouse has shipped over 2 million bottles. But there are still men who have yet to discover this amazing supplement. That's why for a limited time, you can try a full 30-day supply of Beta Prostate free. You only pay shipping and handling. This free Beta Prostate giveaway is only available while supplies last. And once it's gone, it's gone. Just call 800-460-0983. That's 800-460-0983. Call 800-460-0983.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient alien, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallach, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You're listening to the live Sunday night show with me, Stephanie.
And Brian.
And Mark.
You can visit our website at freetalklive.com. We'd love to hook up with you on social media. Free Talk Live has an active Facebook page and a Twitter account, as well as a G+ page. And to find those, you can go to, can you find them all at news.freetalklive.com, plus our mailing list? That's,
yes.
That's why it's called news. So, yeah, just go to news.freetalklive.com. The mailing list is more for major announcements, whereas the social media accounts are for things like when we post a story that we're talking about during the show on our Facebook page, so you can actually read along with us. Or if we make a bunch of raisin puns like we did in the last sentence and a segment and never even get to the story, then you can read the story before we get to it.
We set it up so that we're posting on Google Plus and Twitter and Facebook all at the same time. I've got to say that if there's teams out there, the Twitter and Google Plus team are not coming to the game when it comes to the social media thing, that Facebook is definitely outshining them.
Such a shame. Superior products.
It may be. I've used Google Plus with some success, but it just doesn't seem like people are interacting that much there.
Well, you know, some people have a real strong preference about that. You know, some people really only do Facebook, and some people only do Twitter, and they really like Twitter. Some people only do G+. So, you know, we like, at Free Talk Live, we try to give people information in the way that they like the most. So we have all those options available for you there.
Facebook has an unenviable market position. When people dislike your product but feel they have to use it, you are on the way out.
Yes, this is very true.
I don't hear many people saying, yeah, Facebook, I love how they do things.
Yeah,
I don't
everybody complains about it.
I don't know if it's because once something becomes ubiquitous, people, it's cool to diss it. I don't know if that's the case, but it seems like there are a lot of people on a lot of different things like Pinterest, and the people are branching out and trying different stuff. But Facebook may be here to stay. I don't know if they're going to buy stuff. Certainly, those guys are looking at what MySpace and was it Friendster? Was that the old one that fell apart?
Yeah.
And MySpace and Friendster did to fail, and they're trying to figure out how they can not do that.
Well MySpace is back. Justin Timberlake bought it.
Uh-huh. I haven't heard anything about it.
It's the new MySpace.
I've gone there, and it doesn't, I don't know. I'm just completely unmoved by it.
Well, anyway, speaking of branching out, we had this story about a raisin farmer in California. And this is actually, this comes from the Institute for Justice, which is one of my, I like the IJ. You know, mm-hmm. I've been following them for a really long time and supporting what they do. You know, they try to help people who are really getting screwed legally by the government. And in this case, the IJ really only takes on, like, these very ironclad cases that can, you know, that they can make really hay out of it, PR-wise. You know, they really try to put out a lot of media that shows the victim of this government silly rule as very sympathetic and tries to communicate to people, to a large audience, you know, why these laws are actually hurting people day to day. And that is a win regardless of whether they win in court, quite honestly. I mean, just to let people know about this. And in this case, I saw this story circulating quite a bit in the last couple of weeks because it's just egregious what's happening to this guy. So this is by Michael Miller. I guess he's a blogger. And he says, from the Department of You Can't Make This Stuff Up, a California...
Is it Dianne Feinstein that said that he's not really the media because he doesn't get draw a salary?
Who's that?
I have to check to remember exactly which was the Congress critter that said it, but I know she was female, and I know she worked for either the Senate or the House of Representatives. And
but who did she say that about?
Basically that people, in order to be the real press, you needed to draw up a salary.
Well, maybe this person does. I don't know. I think he's
bloggers,
pretty
real. Yeah. Well, I mean, bloggers now, they are protected by the same laws as journalists.
I agree with you, and I think they should be. It's Dianne Feinstein. But I'm just pointing out
right. That
there are nasty, disgusting, paid-off politician
yes.
types that want to prevent that from happening. And I suspect yeah. the reason... Call me conspiracy theorist, but I suspect it's because their paymasters who own the major media don't want the minor media coming in and taking and reporting stuff.
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
Oh, I agree. I think it's true. But fortunately, the major media is really dying. Mm-hmm. I mean, when the head of Amazon is buying your company with his back pocket change, you're
and what
trouble.
Company was that?
He bought the Washington Post.
Post.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're actually farther down the road than Facebook because
yeah.
everybody hates them. And they don't feel like they need them. Okay,
yeah.
Like, they may use them, but they don't feel like they need them.
Yeah.
Like, Facebook, people hate them and feel like they have to use them.
Right.
Which is, you know, higher up the extinction ladder, I think. Or lower down the extinction ladder.
Yeah, we need
ladder.
To make, like, an infographic about this extinction ladder here.
Maybe it'll be like an arc. I have all this stuff in the super genius computer up here, and I'll let you know as we go.
All right, let me try to get through this article here. From the You Can't Make This Stuff Up department, a California raisin farmer is facing bankruptcy, for defying a law requiring him to give the federal government a portion of his raisin crop without compensation. So they have a law that says he has to give them some of his raisins for free, and in the past, when other people have done this, what they've usually done is fed them to animals or destroyed them or dumped them in a river.
Well, okay. So, I mean, I wouldn't mind if somebody doesn't waste it. I mean, the worst part is if they waste it. To
yeah.
me, but.
Well, they can do whatever they want. The law doesn't specify what they can do with it. It's just to keep them off the market. So.
You think they just give them to the people on welfare? I'm not trying to be mean. They used to have the 5-pound blocks
of government cheese.
The government cheese. And
really? That's literally where that expression comes
yeah.
from?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And cheese is a high calorie. It's great.
Yeah.
I mean, if you were going to do this, cheese is a perfect thing to give away because it's high calorie. It stores well. Doesn't have to be as cooled as long and things like that. So it would be good for that. And then the raisins would go well with that, too. But I don't think you could get get folks who are on welfare to take that stuff anymore. I'm not taking that. My God, those raisins were supposed to be thrown away.
I wonder about that. I'm not really sure. But
I'm not sure either.
But anyway, I mean,
maybe
it
you go to the food kitchens, they could repackage it or something.
Would you agree that this is extortion, though? I mean, or this is some kind of, it's theft, extortion, I don't know exactly what to call it, but something along those lines, taking property that's not yours by threat of force.
Armed robbery, as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, that's about right. Okay.
Well, I don't like the lack of equality under the law here. I mean, everybody should have to give raisins to the government if this guy does.
Just the raisin.
So according to the Washington Post, in the world of dried fruit, there is no greater outlaw in America than Marvin Horn of Kirvin, California. Horn, a raisin farmer, has been breaking the law for 11 straight years. He's a raisin scofflaw.
Mm-hmm.
Moreover, he now owes the... Oh, they're falling into the trap of using terminology that really verifies and upholds the current system. But what they say in this article, he now owes the U.S. government at least $650,000 in unpaid fines.
The U.S. government claims that he owes him.
Yeah, I would say that they're claiming he owes them. And plus, in addition to $650K in unpaid fines, 1.2 million pounds of unpaid raisins, roughly equal to his entire harvest for 4 years.
Wow.
So, wow. I mean, now that's a lot of raisins. Like, that's a high percentage of his raisins that they'd be taking. Like, so he's been not
over 10 years, they owe him. He owes
over 11
years worth of raisins?
11 years.
Over 11 years, he owes 4 years worth of raisins.
Yeah, so.
I guess they're taking about 40% of his raisins and throwing them in a river.
Yeah, right, exactly. I mean, that's a pretty big deal. So, yeah, Horan's crime, he defied one of the most bizarre and outdated arms of the federal bureaucracy, a farm program created during the Truman administration. Marvin said no to the National Raisin Reserve. Now, we've heard of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. A lot of people don't question that. Oh, yeah, of course, government has to stockpile its natural resources. And, yeah, I mean, you could call BS on that, too. But did you know that there is a National Raisin Reserve?
Oh, no, I didn't have any clue.
Yeah, no idea.
I had no idea either. They're keeping us safe, guys, making sure we have enough raisins. As described by Hot Air, which is, I guess, another periodical, the U.S. government started the National Raisin Reserve in 1937, fearing that raisin producers might produce too many raisins, thereby leading to a drop in prices. The government began confiscating, in quotes, or in parentheses, stealing, a percentage of raisin production, for raisin farmers' own good, of course. The problem is Marvin Horan doesn't see it that way. He said, I believe in America, and I believe in our Constitution, and I believe that eventually we will be proved right, Horan said recently, sitting in an office next to 20 acres of ripening Thompson grapes. They took our raisins and didn't pay us for them.
So then what's he arguing about? Like, this is exactly, if you believe in America and the Constitution, it totally allows for this stuff.
Absolutely.
It's we the people. You need to give up your raisins for everybody. the Constitution's not individualist.
Yeah, I really disagree with him on the American Constitution stuff. And it's hard to believe, after being so abused by the state for so long, why? Why does he still believe in the Constitution?
I support the Constitution, folks, in the sense that I want the type of government usually they're talking about. But I just don't think the Constitution necessarily is going to get us there.
855 450 free. Do you support the Constitution? Let us know what you think.
Quantum Vibe, it's year 2520 degrees. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibe.com from Big Head Press.
I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has learned the importance of good fats for good health. Good fats are essential fatty acids, and they're called essential because they're necessary for good health. That's why he uses Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity.
Among the fats, the most powerful are two fats that are referred to as essential fatty acids. Now, nothing in the world of nutrition is more important than essential fatty acids. The word essential means you better get it in your diet or you're in big trouble. Essential fatty acids are perhaps the most multifunctional and versatile of all the essential nutrients. Essential fatty acids are not just important for the heart, they're important for everything in the body.
To get the essential fatty acids that are so important to your body, order Ultimate EFAs from Youngevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.